We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Mila, Halacha Hei, Paragraph Chof Dalet. Ulevayer Ho'inyin Yoiser. Rav Nosson Zal says, let's try to explain what we've been learning about a little clearer. Ki kol ha'yisurim sheyesh lo'odom chas v'sholom, ha'kol hu'machmas chisorn hadas. All the suffering that people experience in this world is coming from lack of das, dahainu, meaning al yedei she'enoi yoideya b'chol eis v'orega shehakoil b'hashgocha protis v'toila b'teva. Which das are we referring to here specifically? The das, the awareness, the realization that everything that takes place in this world and in my life is hashgocha proti. It's Hashem who's doing it, and Hashem knows exactly what He's doing and when He's doing, and everything Hashem does is for my good. If a person really knows that and believes it and feels it, that person does not suffer at all. No matter what they're going through, they realize and they understand that it's from Hashem, and therefore it's perfect. It's no problem at all. The moment a person moves away from that awareness, that consciousness, and a person thinks that there's something called nature or natural, or this is the way things go, or the economy, these different words that people use today to substitute instead of Hashem. People don't believe in Hashem, or they don't want to talk about Hashem, so they use these other words. The economy today is like this and this, and the economy, all kinds of nonsense, instead of realizing that it's only Hashem. Only Hashem is in control of everything. Only Hashem is doing everything, and everything is from Hashem, and everything's for the good. To the degree that a person realizes that, the person does not experience any suffering at all. There's no such thing as suffering, because everything is good. To the degree that a person is weak in this das, lacking in this das, to that degree the person experiences suffering. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 250 in Likutei Moran, Maimar Rabbeinu Zal, where Rabbeinu Zal there bases his discussion on the Gemara and Brachos, when it says, "B'sho shahakodesh baruch hu zoicher esbonov," that at the time when Hashem remembers His children, and the Gemara goes on to say what happens over there, and Rabbeinu Zal elaborates in explaining that Gemara. Rabbeinu Zal says there, Kimi sheyodea bedas sholem shehakol meito yisborach, ein loy shum yisurim. A person who really, really knows that everything is from Hashem, that person does not experience any suffering. Ki yodea shebevadai hakol etoiva, because the person realizes and knows that everything is for my good. This is a present. This is a gift. And in addition, by the fact that the person knows that everything is from Hashem, that gives the person the power and the ability to turn off the suffering, to put an end to the suffering whenever he wants. V'ze merumos bedvorov zal, Mashikosa b'sefer ho aleph beis, ba'oiz das beis. Rav Nosson Zal says this is hinted to in Rabbeinu Zal's words in Sefer Hamidois. The Sefer Hamidois is sometimes called Sefer ho aleph beis because it goes in order of the aleph beis. In the chapter of das, paragraph 2, paragraph beis, v'ze l'shoinoi, these are the words of Rabbeinu Zal there. Da, you should know, Kilefi goydel yediyas tivei oilam, that based on the understanding that a person has of how things work in the world, kain nimsar v'nishtabed ho'oilam tachtov, to that degree, the world becomes subservient to that person. To the degree that a person is zoicha to das, to understand and to know how everything works in the world, to that degree, everything in the world is subservient to him. Mamish, it's in his control. He can control them. This refers to plants, animals, everything, everything in the world. Ulefikoch, and Rabbeinu Zal says there, and because of this, hoyu ho'aroyois nechnoim tachas Doniel, the lions in the den where Doniel was thrown into that den with these lions who were very, very hungry, they were subservient to him. They were under his control. He didn't have to be afraid of them at all. They were under his authority based on his great das. V'chulu, etc. Ayin shom heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, look over there in Sefer Hamidos, where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this. He has a long paragraph explaining this. V'chol ma shekosav koidem loze ba'ois shelefonov, and take a look also at what Rabbeinu Zal writes in the paragraph preceding that, paragraph Aleph, in the chapter entitled Das. Ayin shom heitev. Look it over very, very well. Ki shnei hamamorim shebishnei hoisiyas aleph beis hem kshurim umechuborim ze bo ze. Because those two discussions that take place in those two paragraphs, aleph and beis, in the chapter of Das and Sefer Amidos, are very much connected to each other. Kimavur lemeven, as a person who understands will be able to see very clearly. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to expound on it. We're going to see later that these paragraphs brought major controversy at the time against Rabbeinu Zal. We're going to see, Rav Nosson Zal is going to speak about it in a couple of pages, how there were some people that took Rabbeinu Zal's words out of context a little, or they chose to misinterpret what he was saying and to try to use it against him. But we have the benefit of having Rav Nosson Zal in front of us, who understood Rabbeinu Zal better than anybody else, and we're going to get Rav Nosson Zal's take on those two paragraphs in Sefer Amidos. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Ki be'emes ein shum teva," because the truth is there is no teva. "Ki hateva bi'atzmo hi hashgocha," because teva is also hashgocha. When we speak about the word teva, sometimes I like to use the word autopilot. Lahavdil, you have a plane, you go on a plane, and we know that there are pilots who are very experienced and have studied a lot, to be able to know how to drive that plane, you know, how to lead that plane. But today, we have the benefit of computers and other things whereby for the majority of the time, very often, the pilots don't have to do anything. They just have to put in the coordinates of where they are, where they want to get to, some basic information. And the computer has a function called autopilot, where the computer takes over and the computer manages the plane and turns it and ups it and downs it and does all the different things that need to be done to keep it on course, you know, v'chulu v'chulu. So too, lahavdil, by Hashem, we have the terms hashgocha and teva, whereby hashgocha means when it's more obvious to us that Hashem is hands-on, that he's running everything, you know, with incredible supervision down to the most fine, minute detail. Hashem is controlling every single piece of what's going on. That's hashgocha. Teva is when it seems as if Hashem has put things on autopilot, whereby he's letting things take their course, in a sense, and he seems not to be intervening every step of the way and not to be overseeing every detail of what's going on. So Rav Nosson Zal says, we know that there really is no such thing by Hashem as teva, because by a human being, you know, the pilot could walk out of the cockpit and have lunch and be talking to the flight attendants and et cetera and take a nap. By Hashem, Hashem doesn't take no naps and Hashem doesn't have to go out to lunch. And so even when Hashem seems to have put things on autopilot, Hashem is very much in control and overseeing everything. As Rabbeinu Zal explains, at the end of chapter 17, in the second part of Likut Emran, Ki Hashem Yisborach mechaye umekayim kol dovor b'chochmosoi. Hashem created everything and sustains everything and gives life to everything with his chachma, with Hashem's chachma, shehu hachius shel kol dover. That's the life, that's the energy that's found in every single thing. Kamay shekosu, as the pasuk says in Koheles, hachachma techaye. Chachma gives life. Ukamay shekosu, and as another pasuk says, Hashem bechachma yosad eretz, koinein shamayim bitvuna, bedaitoi tohoimois nivko. Hashem established the land, the earth, with his chachma. He set the heavens in place with his tvuna. And with his das, he split open the tohoim, the depths of the earth, etc. So we see that the life and the energy and the battery that's behind everything is chachma, das, seichel. And this is what Rabbeinu Zal writes there in Sefer Amidos, where he says that a person who has this das, everything in the world is under his control. Because nature operates and functions with das. Its manager, its boss, the boss of Teva, is das. Vehi tachas yad hayedia, and Teva is under the authority and control of Das. Hainu meaning, ki ikar hachius v'kiyum v'hanhogas hateva shel kol dover hu al yedei hayedia, meaning that the life and the existence and the nature of every single thing in this world operates via yediya, das. It draws its energy from das, meaning a lion, a physical lion with its mane, with its huge mane, and with its loud roar, and with its ability to chase other animals and kill them. The lion and its entire nature and everything about it is subservient and under the, and draws its life, its spiritual life, from das. Shehu chachma v'das habayir isborach. We're referring to the chachma and das of Hashem, shemanhig kol dovor b'chachmosoi. Hashem who leads and controls everything with his chachma. Kamei shekosev, as the pasuk says, kulam b'chachma osiso. Hashem created everything with chachma. He created it with chachma, and he manages and operates it with chachma. The tzaddik ho'emes, kemoi Daniel, and a true tzaddik like Daniel, shekol roz loyonisle, from whom no secret was hidden from him. He was zeichet to understand the secrets of the Torah. He was zeichet to be a prophet, to be the tzaddik emes during his time. Hu nichlal im daitoi bedas haboyrisbor. He with his great das plugs into the das of Hashem. He is attached to and plugged into and connected to the das of Hashem. Ki zehu shleimus hatzadikim hagdoilim b'nei aliyah. Because this is the true achievement and success of the great, great tzadikim who rise up to great heights. Shehem mevatlim atzman b'chol eis. That they negate themselves at all times. They nullify themselves. To the point where they plug in and become part of Hashem. They become part of the das of Hashem. And that's what gives them the ability to know exactly how every single thing in this world operates, how the trees function, how the flowers, the bees, the lions, everything, every single thing in this world, by plugging into the das of Hashem, these tzaddikim are zeichet to know, kavyochel, what Hashem knows, to know how every single thing in the world operates and functions. Hainu sheyoidim etzem chiyusoy shel hateva sheloysi adover, meaning these tzaddikim get to know the essence of the life, what's behind that lion, what makes that lion function, what makes him operate, where he draws his energy from, and where he gets his nature from. That das is what gives life and sustenance and manages that lion. It's the das that controls everything. Vazai bevadai kifi yidiosei zois. And when that happens, when a tzaddik is zoicha to that level of das, that he merges with Hashem kaviyochel on his level, and he's zoicha to know, like Hashem knows everything about the lion, the tzaddik knows everything about the lion on a spiritual level and on a physical level. He knows where that lion comes from and where everything, every aspect of him draws its energy and life from. And then, bevadai kefi yediyosei zois, based on this knowledge, kein nimsa v'nishtabed ho'olam tachtov. Based on that, the entire world is given over to and is subservient to the tzaddik. V'ze shekosu b'Doniel, and this is why the pasuk says by Doniel, Elokei shlach malachei usigar pulmar yevoso. Hashem sent his angel and closed the mouth of the lion. V'chulu, etc., as the pasuk goes on to say there. Ki kol dovor yeshloi malach hamemun olav, because every single thing in this world has an angel appointed over it. Ki afilu kol esev esev, om Rabbi Seinuzal, because even regarding every single blade of grass, the Medrash says, ein lecho kol esev esev, shein loy malach hamako esev amaloy gadel. There isn't a blade of grass in this world that doesn't have an angel appointed over it, who strikes it and says, grow. The angel gives the command, you know, for the grass to grow, and it grows. Mikol shkein, if that's true when it comes to the plant kingdom, how much more so kol minei balei chayim, when it comes to animals? Shehem givoyim yoiser mitzmochim, they are a higher level of creation than animals. Bevadai kol beria beberia, most certainly every single creation, whether it's a spider or a fly or a butterfly or a bird, a sparrow, whatever it is, Mikolshkein kol min v'min shel behema chayav oif, and especially every single type of domesticated animal and non-domesticated animal and birds, yeshloi malach v'sar memun olav, they have an angel and something appointed over them, shemishom mekabel chiyusoi kefi tivoi, via which that animal or that bird draws its life, its spiritual energy, based on its nature. This thing flies, this thing swims in the water, each thing that, you know, nimtza, sheteva kol dovor misnaheg al yidei hamalach hamamun olav. So therefore, the nature of every single thing in this world is controlled and guided by the angel that's appointed over it.